Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, you're back.
I'm back.
Maria Martinez, Board of Federal Credit Union is back. How are you again?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's the afternoon. We're getting ready for the party.
Yes, that's
so
right.
Good, yes.
Buenas tardes, I think is that right? Is
Buenas
that
tardes a todos. Bienvenidos.
Gracias, están ustedes.
De nada.
¿Tenemos subtítulos?
No. Subtitles, yes, we can do that. And Jorge, oh my gosh, Jorge Jimenez from Juniper Payments.
That's correct.
¿Cómo está usted, señor?
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
Good. De nada. All right, that's all I remember. La cuenta, por favor. That's all I
remember. Oh boy.
¿Es posible que llueve hoy?
Oh,
that's all I remember from Spanish class. All right, guys. Hey, great to have you here. How's the conference going for you all? I mean, I know we're right across the hall or the way from Juniper Payment, and you guys have been crowded the whole time, Jorge.
Yeah. It's been fun times. We're like, as you can imagine, with the rollout of FedNow, as well as with the transition for FedWire from to the new ISO 20022 standard, everybody's like, okay, how are we doing this? So, you know, you can imagine we're there to help out as much as we can.
You guys are busy in a very good way. So, all right, let's talk about what you guys are working on, because I'm very excited to talk about this. And it's kind of, and please correct me if I stumble and bumble, but it's essentially a new proof of concept. International remittances or wires, and you might want to correct me on this one, Jorge.
Yes.
And how this works, and I don't know. You guys explain it. Jorge, you want to go first, and then
yes.
how Border is implementing it. So
okay, so we're going in a couple of different things in stages.
Okay.
Maria, she's been involved in this forever, and she knows it better than anybody. But the first thing people should come out of this interview knowing is international wires do not exist.
Okay, it's a misnomer.
Yeah. So there is, you can have a domestic wire that you send to typically a big bank, and that big bank then has maybe a Swift ability to send a Swift message, which is a way to do international connectivity, and that big bank typically has an account with another big bank in another country, and that bank then sends a transaction to another smaller bank, and that bank sends it to another smaller bank.
Oh my goodness.
And so then the transaction, and these type of transactions are typically cost hundreds if not thousands of dollars you're looking at the, because literally people are paying 4 to 5% of the principal of the transaction and they don't even know it, in addition to the intermediary fees. So it's a mess. So international wires do not exist. As it relates to international transactions, for many, many years, it's been like the Wild Wild West, where credit unions and community banks have not been able to participate and really serve their membership, as well as kind of gain from revenue share on the FX.
Why can't they participate? What's going on there?
Or you want to address that a little bit?
Okay.
It's almost the unknown. I think not credit unions not knowing that they can get into this type of business.
Yeah.
And also maybe their members are not asking for it. And if your member is not asking for an international transaction, it's because they're going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to probably eventually lose that member.
Yeah,
because somebody else, whether it'll be a payday lender or whether it'll be, you know, somebody else, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and nowadays, I know there's a lot of apps that you can use, but a lot of risk also on those apps. So they trust the credit union. I think when a member walks in, they have that trust and they want to do everything they can with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been doing remittances to Mexico. We don't do it to any other countries. And we don't do a lot. We're right on the border. So the border towns don't
have... You're in El Paso, right?
I'm in Del Rio.
Del Rio?
I'm in Del Rio. So because people can walk across in 10 minutes, you know, across the border and do their transactions right in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Many times they don't depend on credit unions or businesses in this side of the country, because they can do it by walking 10 minutes away into Mexico. However, when you walk into the big cities, they do have a need for that because their members cannot walk across and do that transaction. So I think there's so many possibilities for credit unions to get into this business. Mm-hmm. And so we last week we did a test. We've been talking about Juniper and Juniper International Payments. And so we finally got together. He's busy, I'm busy, and we finally said, okay, we need to try this. And so we tested it. We sent some funds to Mexico. Everything went well. We tested a transaction that was not supposed to happen, and it didn't happen. So we tested it, and it was good. So the funds were refunded. I think it's important that we can offer that product to our members at a very low cost also, because they don't want to pay a lot. So it's, and that's what we're doing. We tested the transaction. It's good. Now the next step is ACH. You know, where do we go from here? There's so many possibilities with Juniper, and you know, Jorge has been just keeps inventing stuff, and you know, he's got a brain that never stops. I've known Jorge for at least 20 years, maybe, or more.
Yeah, at least 15 years.
Yeah, at least 15. When you work for the Federal Reserve Bank. And we met as part of the National Association of Latino Credit Unions and Professionals that we have, NALCUP. We started doing some analysis on remittances. And back then, I don't know if you remember IRNet? IRNet, that was the product that was being pushed. And then that kind of went away. And Jorge continued looking for ways of how can we do this? And I remember one time I got a call from you and said, have you tried this new product? And we started looking into that, and that's the product that we've been using at the credit union.
And how long have you been, is this kind of like a, oh gosh, what's the term, just a pilot, so to speak?
Right now, it's pilot with us, yes.
Yeah, so it's more, it's not necessarily the rails that are the pilot, but the process that we put in place.
Yeah.
And so the idea is, let me summarize it as well as I can without making it too complicated. So as I said, international wires do not exist. And so most financial institutions that do international transactions, they typically charge $50, $40 for an international transaction, and then maybe make $5 or $10 on that transaction, and they don't take any money in the foreign exchange. So now we have a process that allows financial institutions to charge maybe $5 or $10 for that transaction, make whatever they want on the front end, and then they make even 1% on the foreign exchange fee income, so that, for example, if you want to do a transaction for $100,000, 1% is $1,000 fee income for that transaction.
Yeah.
So obviously, you substitute the international wires process with this new way of doing transactions, and is one solution that addresses all type of payments, business payments, consumer payments, high value and low value remittances. And so the idea is that we settle through ACH, because it lowers the cost to do the transactions. Hopefully, in the short term, we'll move it to FedNow.
I was just thinking that. Oh my gosh, you took the word right out of my head.
And so, like to make it like the funding even quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the rails part, and we manage all of that, and we do least cost routing for that transaction. We make sure that it costs as little as possible and makes the credit union as much money as possible. So it's a win-win. In addition to that, we created an app that it's a whether. So we have APIs so that any online banking provider can develop, but some don't want to. So we have an app so that the members of Maria's Credit Union, without particular integration, can go in and start a transaction there, and it's automated. They get the Dodd-Frank disclosures for international transactions, do the OFAC screening, test it out, and we, through our connection to the Federal Reserve, settle the transactions on their behalf.
Gotcha.
And so we facilitate all this process automatically, and the transaction then gets, in this case, was next day to Mexico, but some of the other corridors that we have, it would be real time to the other countries. So we started with Mexico with this pilot.
Yeah.
The next plan is we're going to expand that to, next tests are going to be to Central America.
Okay.
Then we're going to move to the...
This could be Europe? I mean, this could be global, right?
Yeah.
No,
we have the whole world. We're just saying we're starting the pilot in a little stages.
Right.
And then we're going to roll out the app to Maria's membership so that they can start doing transactions themselves.
Okay.
So we're just doing a control rollout in that direction. So it's been 15 years in the making. And Maria, as usual, is a pioneer and on the cutting edge of everything, and You know, she's a leader, and the rest follow. So she did it first.
Well, this speaks volumes for what you're doing.
Yes.
So for
and sure. This is what we... Right now, we can do remittances, and we do them to Mexico.
Yep.
However, we don't have an app. So it becomes very cumbersome. And like I said, we don't do like a ton of them. But imagine a credit union that will do thousands and thousands of transactions a month, and to not have an app where your employee would have to enter everything manually single time. And so the vision that we have with this program is that we'll have an app, you as a member will have an app, you'll be able to initiate the transaction. You know, maybe we just have to look to so that we can review it, push a button, and then it gets sent.
And once you've done it once, it's saved.
All that information's there. Yeah. No redundancy.
You can do it recurring.
Yeah.
You can do it. In Mexico, as you know, they live out of remittances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the monies that people send from the U.S. to them, you know, it's a big influx.
Right.
And we want to be part of that.
Well, that's why I'm thinking, being from San Diego, there's a number, or Southern California, there's a number of families who would be very interested in this.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a great product. I think, you know, we can move forward with it. And hopefully credit unions will have access through Juniper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing program.
Well, and Jorge, we were talking before we started the recording that this could be geared toward credit unions with a true international membership. So I'm thinking like Keesler Federal Credit Union, Louisiana, Global, obviously. So yeah, there's a number of them.
Or even like credit unions that have off-site locations in other parts of the country, because a lot of them have on military bases.
Yeah,
they have branches. You know, why not?
And this is truly an internet. So what this does is actually puts the credit union in a position to compete with the check cashing places that offer remittance solutions.
Thank you for that.
And also, we can facilitate help the underbanked and underserved. And on the other side of it, we can help credit unions compete with the big banks because they have a competitive international payment services.
Yep.
Because sometimes members are like, well, you know, I love my credit union, but I need to do international transactions. Mm-hmm. I need to go to this big bank to get the transaction done. And in this situation, we have better solution and rates and process than we would have in a big
bank.
And
if you are trying, my brain's going crazy right here, but if you're trying to attract a certain membership group, like Hispanics, for instance, I mean, this is a great value
add
for that community. Oh, my goodness.
And banking people, because, we still see a lot of underserved communities that don't have a bank account or a credit union account. They don't, because what they do is they get a check, they go to the payday lenders, they go cash their check,
pay a cycle.
Yeah. With this here, they know that they can come, they can deposit, we bank them, we secure their funds, and then we ship it for them. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I'll add that for some financial institutions, and I've seen this happen, where the ACH wire room, the back office, is a cost center, the fee income that comes from this turns them into a profit center for the financial institution.
Oh,
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
A lot of upside here, for sure. But we're still in the infancy, right? So more to come.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Definitely.
Anything else to add before I let you go? Because I know there's other.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Hopefully, next time we talk, we made another transaction in a bigger. And we have our app. We're looking forward to having the app available.
Maybe a few other credit unions on board as well.
Yes, so, that's right. Yes.
Absolutely.
I like being on the ground floor of these types of things and seeing how they grow. So
good
stuff. And I think this one's going to snowball for sure.
Thanks. So
thank you.
All right.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, connective and despite impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.